And now this is a dictation for Bertha, B-E-R-T-H-A, Pope, P as in Paul, O, P as in Paul, E, March 1247, addresses a letter to PACE, P-A-C-E, 953-5801. Dear Sirs at PACE, a follow-up for Mrs. Pope. Chronic kidney disease, small kidneys, underlying hypertension, heart abnormalities, prior peripheral vascular disease. She is in a wheelchair, complaining of lower back pain, chronic incontinence of urine, but no infection, cloudiness or blood, chronic tremors, no chest pain, palpitation or increase of dyspnea, no diarrhea, bleeding, review system done, medication list review. She is on inhalers, beta blockers, nitrates, aldactone, no ACE inhibitors or ARBs. Next paragraph, present blood pressure 118/80. Lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness, no costovertebral angle tenderness, minimal edema, there is obesity non-focal. Next paragraph, chemistries, creatinine 1.23, stable, no gross anemia, upper potassium, normal sodium acid base, excuse me, upper potassium, normal sodium elevated by carbonate, GFR 45 stage 3, normal B12, TSH suppressed, but I don't have a free T4. I don't see phosphorus, normal albumin calcium. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Has chronic kidney disease, which appears to be stable without progression. Previously documented small kidneys. A simple cyst, although 3 centimeters on the right side, no obstruction. Blood test will be updated. No symptoms of uremic encephalopathy, pericarditis. Blood pressure appears to be well controlled. She's concerned about that cyst, and we're going to update an ultrasound. She's concerned about the small kidneys. We will do renal Doppler for renal artery stenosis. There has been no need for EPO treatment. Potassium is in the upper side, probably from aldactone. Bicarbonate elevated could be related to underlying COPD. She is not on diuretics. She is feeling more comfortable. As I explained, all above abnormalities, and we have a plan of action. Further advice to follow, otherwise come back in 6 months.